Hello, everybody out there in farm country. There's a lot of balls in the air right now. Confusion and uncertainty reign. Will we get a farm bill? Won't we get a farm bill? Secretary Mike Johanns has resigned to run for the Senate in Nebraska. Well, now will Deputy Secretary Chuck Connor, now acting secretary, be the president's choice to fill Johanns' shoes? A word about Secretary Johanns. Mike Johanns did a very good job as secretary. He traveled the country talking and listening to farmers. He fought to keep our export markets open, battling with Japan and Korea and other countries. The farm economy is riding a crest of profitability not imagined even 2 or 3 years ago. All the best to Mike Johanns. Chuck Connor is a logical choice to be named as our next secretary. Serving as deputy secretary, he was involved in everything at USDA. He can hit the ground running, and with the farm bill up in the air, we don't have time for on-the-job training. And now that I brought up the farm bill, let me compliment the House and Chairman Peterson for finding enough common ground to pass a bill. It doesn't satisfy everyone, maybe not anyone. President Bush has threatened to veto it. Still, the House has offered something to work on in conference. The Senate's another story. I was talking with Senate Ag Committee Chairman Tom Harkin recently. He sounded optimistic, but I'm not so optimistic. Senator Harkin has a number of areas where he wants to spend more money than is available. Conservation, nutrition, a permanent disaster fund. I don't think they're going to find the money. Perhaps in the end, they'll steal some from the direct payment pocket, but that money's more difficult than ever to justify anyway in the face of withering criticism of the farm bill spending. In talking with Congressman Bob Goodlatte, and he chaired the Ag Committee of the House as recent as a year ago, well, he said he didn't think we would get a bill at all. And that means we'd settle for a 1 or 2 year extension of the current legislation. The buzz out here is that we won't get a bill. I still say 60% chance that we will. If we weren't enjoying unbelievable prosperity in our farming business, we would be a whole lot more concerned about the farm bill. The market is talking to us, not the farm bill. These are crazy times, and we love it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.